She informed me that she'd arranged to have Olga's portrait painted in that very room by a very important artist from London who will be arriving very shortly. She began hauling various things up to the third floor, books, sculptures, objects, and arranging them to form a background for Olga's portrait. She advised me to leave and not tell Olga on my way out because she would only tell me to stay. After Mrs. Rylands had left, I went downstairs and told Olga I was leaving because Jane Rylands didn't want me in the way. "You will do no such thing," Olga shouted. "This is my house, and I invited you here. How dare Jane Rylands tell you to leave? And anyway, I do not want to have my portrait painted." She insisted I stay and finish the mural, and at least be there while I'm having my portrait painted by a stranger. Then the doorbell rang, and it was the portrait painter, Sir Lawrence Gowing. He had such a choking stutter that Olga couldn't understand a word he said and was visibly distressed by it. I helped him upstairs with his supplies, and when he saw Mrs. Rylands' arrangement, he said, "I set up my own poses. Really, that Jane Rylands is quite a manager." I then left the house. Gowing had already gone when I returned in the early evening. He'd made considerable progress on the portrait, but he'd moved Olga to another corner of the room and ignored Jane's instructions completely. Olga was not surrounded by Jane's objects at all, but was posed in the middle of my belongings, including my suitcase and passport. An unfinished drawing of mine that I'd leaned against the wall was also now part of the background. It framed Olga's head. Olga had arranged for me to go to a party that evening, but I couldn't get to my clothes without disturbing Gowing's arrangement of objects. So Olga lent me a black velvet jacket of Pound's. I was just leaving the house when Mrs. Ryland stopped by to inspect the portrait. She was beside herself when she saw it. "I told him where to paint Olga, and that's where she's going to be painted." She turned to me and, speaking to me now as an ally rather than as somebody to be brushed aside, she said, "When Gowing comes back, tell him if he wants the commission, he must paint Olga where I've set up the pose and with the objects I've chosen." She said that since she had commissioned the painting and was paying for it, it would be done her way. Gowing left the pose as it was, but he satisfied Mrs. Rylands by agreeing to include life casts of Ezra's and Olga's faces in the foreground. He did, however, complain that he was doing three portraits for the price of one. He and Mrs. Rylands did not part on very good terms. When the portrait was finished, Mrs. Rylands gave a dinner party at the Gritti to unveil it. Olga never said whether she liked the portrait or not, but she burst out laughing every time she looked at it. About this time, the mid-1980s, Olga began to exhibit lapses of memory. She was then in her early 90s and would lose track of what she was saying, misplace things, forget appointments. James Wilhelm, a professor of English at Rutgers and the author of The American Roots of Ezra Pound and Dante and Pound, talked with Olga at a centennial celebration of Pound at the University of Maine in 1985. He noticed signs of forgetfulness. The following year, while on a visit to Venice, he went to see Olga at the Hidden Nest to take her out to lunch.